So it's Erev Shabbos once again, and I want to share with you a short Dvar Torah in Yonah D'Yoyma based on this week's parasha. And I feel today maybe I am speaking primarily to Achenu Shebemedina Sayam, Achenu Shebechutzaras, to my dear friends and Talmidim, and brothers and sisters, Achim Yekorim. We are still in the midst of the corona crisis. In this week's parasha, we read Tazria Mitzayra. And these parashas deal primarily with Dinei Negoim, Nigei Odom, Nigei Begodim, Nigei Batim. And in Nigei Batim, the Posek says, V'tzivu HaKoyin, V'pinu HaSabayis B'terem, Yovei HaKoyin Lirois HaSanega, V'lo Yitmo Kola Shebabayis, V'achar Kein, Yovei HaKoyin Lirois HaSabayis. So before the Kohen walks into the house to check the nega, first you have to clear the house and take all the furniture out and all the kelim and all the vessels. You empty out the house. And only then will the Kohen come to check that nega. Is it a nega tuma or not? And Torah's Kohanim, it is Parsha and Parsha's Mitzvah. It's actually a Mishnah. A Mishnah Pedikud Beis of Masechet Negoim in Mishnah Hay. And the Mishnah explains, why is it so? And what is the rationale of this mitzvah? Why do we empty out the house before the Kohen even comes in to check the nega? And the Mishnah explains, Torah chosa al memoinom shel Yisrael. Because if the Kohen determines that it's a nega tumah, then all the kelim are mekabel tumah. So what are the mekabel tumah? So we'll take them to the mikveh. And we'll toivel them. But klei cheres ein lehem taharo b'mikvah. But the klei cheres are p'chusim shebekelim. They're not china. They're not gold. They're not silver. They're not crystal. They're not glass. They're klei cheres. Those are not mechubedik kelim. So the Mishnah says, al machosu atoir al klei chersoi val pachoi val p'chusim shebekelim. And it's an interesting halacha. So by nigei batim, it is common if it's a negatum and if it doesn't go away, you destroy the house. So this person might be losing his house. And usually the house is the most precious possession that a person has. So most people aren't rich and they don't have huge investments. They have a house. So the person might be losing his house. But the Torah says, we don't want him to lose his klei cheres. In every midas adin, there always is some manifestation of chasdei shemayim. He might be losing his house, but why should he lose his klei cheres as well? By Yosef HaTzadik, we learn in Parshas Vayeshev, when Yosef HaTzadik was thrown into the pit, and according to Chazal, that pit was full of venomous snakes, poisonous snakes, and scorpions, and he was in tremendous sakona. And then a caravan passes. And they were carrying perfume. And Rashi brings, why does the Torah need to tell us what those camels were carrying? Usually, they would carry kerosene, neft, which has a bad smell. So it was a neis men ha-shamayim, Yosef HaTzadik shouldn't suffer mereach ha-neft. Let us try to imagine a young boy torn away from his parents, from his father and his mother, by his own brothers. Terrible cruelty. He's thrown into a pit and he finds himself with snakes, with scorpions. His life is in imminent and mortal danger. But Baruch Hashem, he has perfume. seems to be somewhat of a loyag l'rash. If we would ask Yosef in those moments, do you enjoy this perfume? He would look at us as if we were insane. So, but that was that on top of Yosef's mind? And our caravan arrives, alien people, not friends, and he's being sold as a slave. So Gedolei HaMusar explain, yes, it's a gzeira. Not always do you understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu's ways, and sometimes we suffer. That is part of our story, our destiny. It's part of who we are. It's part of our DNA. But sometimes in the greatest darkness, in the biggest estaponim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a ray of light, a glimmer of hope, to tell a person, Yosef, I did not forget you. I did not forgo you. I know you're suffering, and I'm suffering together with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us. I'm in this same pit together with you. But I just gave you a little miracle. You should understand I'm here right with you, and I did not forget, and I did not forgo. So this was a little nace to give chizuk to Yosef HaTzadik. You might think you don't deserve it, and you don't deserve it. It's gzeiras shamayim. Not always to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu's ways, but don't for a moment think that you're forlorn, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu left you. So that little miracle, lo idia matan schoron, Shall Metzia Sachain, Imo Yonoichi Betzora, I'm here together with you. And ultimately, I will care for you. So, this person might be losing his house would be torn down, but there's always this little manifestation of Midas Arachmin in the midst of Midas Adin. And we need to try to see that Karnei Or and that glimmer of hope and grace and Racham Shemaim in every difficulty. And I think even in these difficult times, we could see those little miracles and those little expressions of Racham Shemaim, especially now when so many people, Baruch Hashem, are being cured, are coming back. This week I dealt a lot with questions regarding Berachas HaGoyimo, and I said a Shia this week on Berachas HaGoyimo. So Baruch Hashem, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Ani secho v'niflo yisecho shebechol yoyim imono erev v'voike v'soraim, and we daven for more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us chesodim gluim. In other thought, which is based on the Mishnah and on Torah's Koyim. So the Mishnah says, Al ma chosol Torah, al klei charsoi, val pachoi val tapioi. Im kach oso toir al memoinei abozui, kal vachoymor, al memoinei hachoviv. Im kach al memoinei, kal vachoymor, al nefesh bonov ubenoisov. The Torah cares about you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about you. He cares about your money. Kal vachoymor, al nefesh bonov ubenoisov. Your children, your brothers and sisters, your fathers and mothers. So there's a big political debate going on in America about opening up the economy. And some political leaders feel, we got to get the economy moving again. It's the money. So some old people will die. So we're going to be losing some elderly people of our communities. But we got to get the economy going. That's not our hashkafa. That's not the way we see things. Kol ha-makayim nefesh achas mi'sor kilu kiyem oylam molei. Kol ha-ma'abed nefesh achas mi'sor kilu ibeit oylam molei. Nothing is more precious to us than life. Pikuach nefesh es doicha kol ha-toyre kula. Maisen b'chol yom. We're ha-machal ha-shabbos to save a person. We eat Yom Kippur to save a person. We're ha-machal ha-shabbos for chayisho, for 5 minutes of life. Nothing is more precious to us than nefesh, bonor, ubenoisel. So some say, some old people will die. To them, elderly people represent the past. Our elders, to us, they are our future, not our past. Zikne Yisrael, Einehu Eido. We need old people. We need them alive. And I expect each and every one to look around in his closest circle, his social circle. Who are the elders? Who are the elderly people in our communities? It's probably your Rav, your children's Rosh Hashiva, your Rosh Hashiva going back some years, your Zayda, your Baba. So look into their faces. Which of them are we willing to sacrifice? Which of them are we willing to forego? To whom are we willing to say goodbye? We need them all. Each and every one of them is an Olam Malay. Each and every one of them is precious to us. So please, please take care. I was shocked to hear that in some places in New York, there are still minyanim going on in shuls, and people come together. So how many people need to die till we all understand that this is our responsibility? And we are the ones that are asid and lita in esadim. We could prevent this. And the only way to prevent it is, like the Gemara teaches us, in Bava Kama Samach Umid Beis, Devil Be'ir, Leich Ami Boi Bachad Urecho, Uz Goyerod Losecho Ba'adecho. And the Marsho on the spot, we might have a mistake and think, when Chazal say, Kana Yisrad Lecho, maybe they mean, you shouldn't travel, you shouldn't go to the beach, you shouldn't go to faraway places. The Marsho clearly says, no. Boi Bachad Urecho, Uz Goyerod Losecho Ba'adecho, don't leave your house. Don't leave your home. Don't leave your private domain. It's poshut. That's Pshat the Gemara, but the Marsho stresses it. And he makes it very clear. So I beg and I plea. We've lost almost 1,000 people. Anshei Shlomeinu, Amish people, Shoyim Lemitzvahs, in New York, in New Jersey. Isn't that enough? It's way, way too much. So in Eretz Yisrael, since the beginning of this Megefa, 190 people passed away. Way too much. Too many. But it's less than 1,000. And so many chashuvim people. Each and every one of us knows some of them, and so do I. Yesterday, one of my talmidim in Bnei Brak passed away. Person that hasn't missed a shir for 15 years. Shir I give Wednesday night in Bnei Brak. And each and one of these people is a family which is torn apart and broken. And bederech hateva, we could prevent this. So what else could I do? What else could I say? We beg and plea. Ono, ono, ono rachem, rachem elena, when we need to bear responsibility. So all we need to do is be mekayim what Chazal teaches. Dever be'ir kaneis laglecho. Leich ami, boi v'chad urecho. Was gored lo secho ba'adecho. Hatoyra chosu al memoinom shel Yisrael. Kal v'choyma. Kal v'choyma al nefesh banov u'benoysov. And to us there's no difference whether a person is 80 years old or 90 years old or 10 years old. I wrote many tshuvas in this tkufa. One of them was about priorities in atzavos nefoshos. So we were all afraid that we won't have enough machines, ventilators. And as a sort of Baruch Hashem, we didn't reach that point. Some places in America we did. So I wrote a tshuva about priorities, and I made it very clear. Age is of no relevance. So yes, most of the people that are perishing, that are passing away, our elderly people, so what? We need them. We desperately need them. They are the crown of our families, the pe'er of our mishpochas. And we're not willing to give them up. Neither are we willing to give up the ill. So many thousands amongst us are going through chemotherapy, other treatments, other illnesses, and their immune system might be very compromised. And they ultimately would be paying the price. They deserve to live. Many of them could live decades. Many of them could live for many years. And we might lose them. And this needs to be a personal responsibility of each and every one of us. Because when you're infected, you can infect others. And it's a grama. And you never know where this will go. And when you are a ma'abed nefeshachas miyisor, whether directly or indirectly, you bear responsibility. Yehi ratzon, b'nei zeh shchodesh Iyar. Iyar is the Rosh Teves, Ani Hashem Roifecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu should send refuas and yeshuas, and refuas shleima to all those that are ill and suffering, and their families are worried. And all those that are healthy, Shakodesh Baruch Hu yasmid b'riosam, they should stay healthy. But we need to do everything within our power. They should stay healthy. Shakodesh Baruch Hu yishlach refuas v'yeshuas. So we're at the end of Chodesh Nisan, which is a Chodesh of Geula, at the beginning of Chodesh Iyar, which is a Chodesh of refuah. Have a beautiful Shabbos and a beautiful Chodesh, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu should send refuas and yeshuas and nechamos and b'sodes tovis, and we should be zoicha to a geula shalemo b'meherov yomeinu. Amen.